If you receive a federal government check of any kind, you should know that change is in the air. You will soon be making fewer trips to the bank. Between now and April 2016, the government will phase out paper payments in favor of direct deposit. Over 300 million government payments are made annually. 79% of those payments are already deposited directly into bank accounts. The other 21%, 58 million checks, still must be printed and mailed, then deposited at a bank counter or ATM by Canadians and Canadian businesses. A paper federal government check costs 82 cents to produce. A direct deposit, on the other hand, costs only 13 cents to process. Many people who receive checks from the government have experienced mail slowdowns or unforeseen circumstances that delay their payments. Direct deposits are faster, more reliable, and more secure, as there is no risk of payment being lost, stolen, or damaged. Neither can payments be delayed, meaning funds are immediately available either for spending or gaining interest. Direct deposit is also flexible. Those who receive more than one type of payment, for example, Canada Pension Plan payments and an income tax refund, can, if they wish, opt to have their money deposited into different accounts. These changes to how the government delivers payments to Canadians are also cost-effective. Factoring in the costs of the changes beginning in 2014 to 2015, savings to taxpayers will amount to an incredible $17 million yearly. As a bonus, people who lead busy lives or live in rural areas will notice the change frees up more time in their already pressured schedules. If you're currently receiving a federal government check and would like to move into direct deposit, visit www.directdeposit.gc.ca to enroll. You may also visit Service Canada or another federal government office. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.